Kurt Tong.
The title of my project is called In Case It Rains in Heaven, and it's a project that in a way documents a very traditional practice that's been going on for hundreds of years in China, which has evolved a lot recently. The pictures on show here are called Joss Papers products. And basically, traditionally, the Chinese believes when someone dies, the descendant needs to provide for them in the afterlife so they can have money to spend and kind of things to use in the afterlife. And in the past, they would burn paper money, which is made out of bamboo paper. And that's kind of the things I grew up burning for my ancestors. So the initial idea of photographing these items came to me about 2 years ago. Obviously, I wanted the project to tell the story of this practice, but also the main point I wanted to make is how consumerism has changed China. And when I started photographing the practice, generally, that's actually being practiced, people burning things and buying things, I found that it didn't. Once you have a person in the photograph, it takes away from the idea of the practice and the idea of the consumerism has taken over a tradition, because once you see, say, a Chinese person burning it, it becomes a culture that happens thousands of miles away. So I wanted to strip away the whole context and the background. Without the cultural context of relating kind of other people burning the items, I think it helps the viewers relate to them more easier, because obviously the Westerners are going to see the items and think this is a brand new practice, but because it's on a blank background, they can relate to it much quicker. But one of the questions I get asked a lot is, why don't I actually show the actual object? Why did I take a picture of the object? But primarily, the reason why I chose to photograph it instead of using it as an art, kind of almost transporting the whole shop into a museum or exhibition space, is the fact these things are considered quite bad luck in Chinese culture. So once you buy the things, they have to be matched up with someone. So everything that's actually photographed was burned from my grandparents. Because when I was growing up, all these things were made in a kind of a independent shops, kind of little man in a little shop making them. But all the things photographed is actually made in a big factory now. So it's kind of like everything else is industrialized, it's become a big business. So it's all produced in China. To go into some of the details, the full edit is about 60 pictures I've taken. Over 10 of them, probably about 15, is actually food related. And that's actually quite interesting. If you go back to the traditional Chinese burial ceremony and you go through the artifacts, most of the artifacts is being buried kind of going back 4,000 or 5,000 years ago. It's always food vessels, because food is such an important part of Chinese culture. So that's definitely survived 6,000 years. So you can see in the exhibition there's a lot of food items. You kind of go to the Joss Paper shop and most of the objects is food related. You can see in the exhibition there's a lot of food items, and also there's a lot of kind of the cooking gas cylinder that used for cooking. So that is actually kind of ingrained into the Chinese culture that food is so important. It has to go with you in the afterlife as well. The burning process also kind of brings back a lot to my childhood memory, because it was a really fun memory for me, because as a young boy I was allowed to play with fire and that was a real kind of bonus for me growing up. I always look forward to the festivals and to the anniversaries where I can burn things. So that's kind of one thing that kind of provoked me to do the project.